The Taoiseach and the Minister for Health have proved utterly incapable of resolving the various issues that are before us. Yesterday we had the GPs here outside Leinster House due to the lack of government investment in primary care. Our hospitals have the worst waiting lists right across Europe. And last month there was 10,000 patients on hospital trolleys, and last year was the worst year on record in terms of the constant trolley crisis. The debacle surrounding the National Children's Hospital is beyond farcical now, and we're no further along in it being resolved. But the issue I want to talk to you and the question I want to put to you today surrounds the issue of 37,000 nurses and midwives who have engaged in another day of industrial action, a 24-hour stoppage, as a result of a complete and utter failure on your government to deal with the issue of recruitment and retention, which has gripped our health service for many, many years. I met with nurses this morning, as I've met with them on many occasions since this industrial action started late January, and their message is very clear. Their message is crystal clear to government. None of them want to be out on the picket line. All of them want to be doing what they do best, and that is caring for patients in our hospitals. Their actions aren't selfish, because they are taking their action and their stand on behalf of each and every one of us, and the people, the public, the people at home know that. That is why their actions have the support of people right across every single community in this state, because they know that nurses are fighting for a better health service for all of us. And that is at the core of it, and that is what the people understand, and that is why they are standing with the nurses and midwives in this battle. The government has, to this point, refused to engage on acceptable levels to the nurses and midwives. Earlier this week, we had the Minister for Health and the Minister for Public Expenditure issuing a joint press release saying that they were willing to engage in talks at the WRC. Engage in talks on everything bar what is at the core of this issue, which is the issue of pay. And the government has spouted that line time and time again, and that has been rejected by nurses and midwives and the INMO, and rightly so. So it is time now, Minister, and it is time for your government to get real. It is time for you, as a Cabinet colleague, along with the rest of your Cabinet colleagues, to get your heads out of the clouds and deal with this issue and this issue at hand. You say that you will engage with the nurses, but what you need to accept and what you need to act on is there is an urgent need to do that engagement without clauses and without preconditions. That approach, the approach that the government have taken so far, has failed utterly and dramatically. And let me be clear in this, and let me spell it out to every single Cabinet colleague. You and your Cabinet are putting patients at risk, because nurses never put their patients at risk. Your refusal and your intransigence to deal with this issue on a no precondition basis is putting patient safety at risk. Now, that isn't surprising given this government's record on health and the record of the Minister for Health, but within 3 days, within a number of days, we're going to have industrial action of a 3-day stoppage that is planned for next week. And what we need is proper dialogue before that. So, Minister, can I ask you, do you accept that the government's approach to tackling the recruitment and retrenching crisis so far has failed? Do you accept that pay is an issue and is going to need to be addressed? And will you accept that a process of engagement is needed right now without any preconditions and without any clauses?
Thank you, Deputy.